Blog Talk Radio.
Lush Radio, we never stop the music.
Yeah, it's your girl Lush live in the building. Yeah, I'm live in the area doing it big one more time for y'all. It's the 6 o'clock and I'm back in the building doing it big. Today we got a special guest, your man from WTR TV, WitnessTheRealest.com. If you want to be a star, you want to be famous, you indie, or you mainstream, this is where you need to be, man. Your man, the one and only Christian Affirmy, is going to be live in the building today. So y'all cats need to call in. Stay tuned. Call into the show at 347-826-7721. 347-826-7721. And you know how we do. We got to keep the music going, so this is how we're going to do.
Who got the deepest hood? Who got the deepest hood? Who got the deepest hood? It's Al Capone, Al Capizzi.
Who got the deepest
hood? Who got the deepest
hood?
Who got the deepest
hood? What the track?
Southside, if you see, let me see you get them up. Northside, if you see, let me see you put them up. Eastside, if you see, let me see you get them up. Westside, if you see, let me see you put them up. My hood.
Lushy Lush exclusive. We bringing nothing but the hottest to you, baby. Yeah.
live on the air with your man, the infamous, the almighty, keeping it real boss out here, running the international. Hip-hop is where it lives. He is hip-hop. Your man, Mr. Affirmy, and Affirmy is live in the building.
Yo, man. Yo, what up? What's popping?
Ain't nothing real. What's up with you over there in your area?
Not much. You know how it is. We on the North Coast, Cleveland, Hall of Fame City. That's where we are. You know, home of LeBron James, Lottie Lottie, you know, all that good stuff. So what's good, though? What's up with the radio show? What's happening?
Man, you know, we doing it all the way live. Lushy Lush always giving it to them, you know what I'm saying? Supporting the movement of independence, man. Supporting the movement. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. You know what I'm saying? We live with Mr. Affirmy. He doing it real big, live in the area. You know what I'm saying? Doing that WTR. What inspired you to do WTR, and what is WTR, man? Let them know.
All right, WTR stands for Witness the Realest. I actually got the line from Pac when he said, when I get out, you're going to feel it, witness the realest. You can catch that verse on Ambitious as a Rider song. It was the first song off his double LP, All Eyes on Me. So when he said it, he had so much emphasis on it, and it just spoke. It really like stood out to me when he said that. And so I like used the terminology of witnessing the realest, is saying, you know, watch me, the realest. I developed the show basically as an avenue for independent artists to get out here. I used to manage artists. I was a manager of artists. And one thing that I found hard to do was get my artists mainstream exposure like they supposed to. And, you know, that's why I developed the show. And it turned out that WTR was really a big thing for me, because it kind of like blew up. It like blew up right in my face. In a good way, not a bad way.
Yo, right now, yo, you was like killing the airways, man. What channels are you on right now?
Well, we come on in Cleveland. We come on 12 times a week. We're on Time Warner Cable. We're also on Cox Cable. We also air in Atlanta down on Comcast. We come on down there 1 a.m. in the morning on Comcast 24. So if y'all down there in Atlanta, y'all could check that out. Well, we're going to be airing in D.C. pretty soon, too. So we're planning on expanding up here in Cleveland. We come on them various times during the week. We come on so much, I really don't, you know, got time to run it all through. But you can go to witnesstherealest.com. You can check it out there if y'all want to see what the show looks like. We got interviews with Wyclef, Webby, DJ Khaled on there. We got, you check out the MySpace page, myspace.com/WTR television. For anybody out there interested in getting on the show, drop me a line. You can hit us at the email address, info@witnesstherealest.com. Or if you feel free, you can call me. Call the office at 216-862-5853. You know, serious inquiries only. We don't deal with no, we won't establish people that's trying to get it, you know. Nobody, you know what I'm saying. You got to be, we're going to screen you and stuff. So it ain't going to be like you just a person with a mixtape. No, you got to be doing some things, have some credibility.
Yo, Mr. Affirmy, so what does the show consist of? What is it compiled of, man?
Basically, the show just consists of music videos, interviews, commentaries. We run electronic press kits, so if you got a sweet EPK, send it to us. We take DVD format and mini DV. It's just a showcase of music. We touch base with what's going on in the hip-hop world. It's beyond hip-hop. It's R&B. It's gospel. It's reggae. It's urban music. That's how I call it, urban music.
What is your main slogan, your main motto that you're really trying to, like, what are you trying to teach to these people out here? What's your message for these people out here, man?
And my message for the people out here is witness the realest, you know what I'm saying? It's basically, It's about showcasing you as an artist, showcasing your talent. You don't just have to be a rapper or a singer. Whatever it is that you feel like you're the realest at. You could be a painter. You could be a poet. You know, you could be a business person. We actually had a client fly in from New York. He was a jeweler, Chris Hernandez. Let me give a big shout out to itshot.com. If y'all want that ice, y'all go there. Itshot.com, itshot.com. You know, check it out. He got jewelry. He serviced a lot of the rappers. He serviced a lot of the people in the industry. He the next jeweler, to Jacob the Jeweler.
I heard that man ice you out. What did he get you, man? Your arm is shining, son.
Yeah. He gave me a nice little watch as a form of, we doing business. We started a promotional campaign together. He sponsored the show. It was a gift, though. You know, they show love, and I'm planning on showing his company love as well.
That's all good, my man. Mr. Affirmy is doing it big in the area, man. Watch out, doing it real big. They can't stop. He won't stop. How long you been in the game doing this stuff, man?
Man, I've been in the music business. Honestly, I've been in the music business since 2003, so 5 years. But WTR been running on for 3 years. We started in 2004, the end of 2004. So we're going on 4 years come October. That's our anniversary month. But it's been a long road, you know what I'm saying? I started out with 6 videos. 4 of those videos was videos I done myself. I shot for my artists, and, you know, it's like I got online, I got the requesting videos. I just grew. 6 months after that, you know, I had, like, a lot of major labels. Let me get a shout-out to some of my sponsors who sponsored the show as well. Shout out to Koch Records, Asylum, Warner Brothers, Jive, Sony, Columbia, all you guys out there. You know, Def Jam, who else? Universal. I don't make sure I ain't forgetting nobody. You know, Interscope, pretty much the big boys. But one thing that inspired me more was the way the show was grasped by the whole industry, period. You know, I get videos in from all over the world. It's not just here in the U.S. We get them in from the U.K. We get them in from Germany, France, Japan. I even have videos from Brazil. So, you know, it's more than just a U.S. thing. Now, everybody got to think globally, you know what I'm saying, because that's how we doing it. We doing it global.
International movement, baby. That's how we do, man, for real.
Exactly.
Yo, Mr. Affirmy, what is the hardest obstacle that you had to deal with in, you know what I'm saying, in your upcoming and your success of, you know, becoming, you know, who you are, man, becoming, doing this whole WTR movement, man?
I mean, you know, the hardest obstacle is pretty much just the hardest obstacle. Well, I mean, you know, pretty much just dealing with, you know, trying to find sponsors, people to buy into the show, you know, advertisers and stuff. It really hasn't been hard. I can't really say that because it seemed like now they're starting to jump on board. But, you know, that was one thing that I had to, that I felt that I really wanted to accomplish, was get the advertisers, get the sponsors on the show. So the show is backed by credible people and credible organizations as well. Hello?
Yo, so Mr. Affirmy, man, so what is the wildest thing you experienced while you were videotaping somebody on WTR?
The wildest thing? I guess I really haven't had a real crazy incident. But, you know, one thing that was shocking to me was when we went down to the BET Awards and, you know, we was on the red carpet. I believe that was like like a new experience for me. You know, I haven't had nothing real crazy, like, you know, no boobs popping out or anything like that. But, you know, that was real nice going down there, meeting people, you know, associating and talking with some of the big stars who you see on TV every day. One thing about the show that it taught me was that, you know, it's sky's the limit with TV. It is, because it opens up any door. For real. I'm down there taking pictures with Melissa Ford. So, I mean, that was real shocking, and it was beautiful. It was lovely. We've been there 2 years in a row. We're going to probably be there in the 08 one as well.
How you feel when you was next to Melissa Ford?
Man, you know what? I felt real good. I'm going to be honest with you. Shout out to Melissa Ford, man. Fellas, man, that's a beautiful woman, for real. That's a beautiful woman, everything, from the hair, the face, the body, everything. She's total package, total package. I was blown away. I never seen a woman that beautiful, you know.
And that booty.
Yeah, exactly, you know, exactly. I saw Delicious down there. You know, we clicked up with everybody. We went down there, we partied, you know. Atlanta showed me the same love as Cleveland did. I mean, you know, we was down there. We was a full force down there as well.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, you know, it's all about networking. You know, you got to, you know, anybody out there listening, man, trust me, reach for the stars. If your heart is in it, do what your heart tell you to do, for real. Don't, you got one life to live, and that's it. So, I mean.
So, funny, man. So, another thing, right? Yo, how do you feel about this rap game? Like, what you think has happened to it? You know, what you think about this whole hip-hop industry? Has it changed? Has it upgraded? Has it evolved? Has it downgraded? I mean, is there still a meaning behind things? How you feel? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, my opinion is this. I mean, everybody who's on, I guess they deserve to be on, because, you know, a lot of these artists, new artists, they crank out some heat. But we know, bottom line to your question, Lushy, I know bottom line is that you're really trying to figure out what's going on with the music and everything. I think the music could be a little bit more creative like it was back in the 90s and the 80s and stuff. Everybody is stuck on the same thing, and you know, people need to expand a little bit more. You know, that gangster rap, that stuff is dead. So, you know, people should feel free to express themselves. I think they feel like, I think artists feel like they don't want to express themselves to the fullest because they feel like they're going to get talked about or dissed on or something like that. I feel like artists should, you know, express yourself, tell the truth, tell true life stories, you know what I'm saying? So then when we listening to your music, you know what I'm saying, we could really respect what you're talking about. But if you just some fake nigga out here talking about you doing this and doing that, ain't nobody gonna respect you. It's your grind that sells. I tell all these artists out here, it's your grind that sells, nothing else. We don't care about nothing else. It's your grind. We want to see you. We want to see the rise. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the hip-hop game is commercial, definitely. You know, it could be the artist. It could be the media who has full control over it. That question is kind of like, you know, if you want to talk about the media, I believe the media should have more open decisions about who they're playing and what they're promoting to the people. You know, one good thing that I was able to do was when I developed the TV show was at least keep the doors open, because that's what it's all about, witness the realest. We keep the doors open for new artists, for exciting artists, for new material. It's an underground show doing major things. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather stay with the underground, because I feel like the underground is always fresh, it's always new, it's always gonna be there. Okay, once you go commercial, you know, you just falling in line, you know what I'm saying? But there's not wrong with that. I mean, some people feel like going commercial is very successful. So, I mean, you know, to each his own. But, you know, I mean, you know, do you make your own success? You know, don't be a follower, be a leader and stuff.
So I'm saying, like, with the hip-hop, what do you think is was the most stupidest, retardedest beef in 2008?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for me to really speak on that, I'm gonna give you an example. That one that kind of bothered me was when, you know, I read about Jim Jones and Max B was beefing. And, you know, here I know Jim Jones kind of brought Max B out, but I really can't speak on it because I don't know the bottom line of what really went down. But from what was said and told online and on TV was that, you know, they had a beef. And, you know, I think people should respect people who put you in this game. You know what I'm saying? And this is not going towards Jim Jones or Max B or anything like that, but I think people should respect. If you got in this game through a certain person, you should at least show that person some sort of respect and continue to show them respect, even if y'all, you know, part ways. You know, if that person...
I'm going to be real with you on that, Max B and Jim Jones. Yo, Max B, I say heard some, like mixtapes, and that cat was gone. That cat was gone on Jim Jones.
Right.
Jim Jones don't write none of his lyrics. That man was writing this stuff, man. Jim Jones ain't writing no lyrics. That cat is just a freaking puppet that freaking takes words and performs it. He ain't doing nothing. Jim Jones ain't doing nothing.
I mean, yo, I mean, I feel you on that, and that might be true, but, I mean, still, though, you know, it don't really matter what the whole, how everything was planned out or basically how everything was structured. The point is that if you got in this game through a certain person, then, you know what I'm saying, it's all about loyalty, where the loyalty at, you know. But I'm not saying, I don't know if Jim Jones put Max B in the game, I don't know. Technically, I don't really get into all of that, but I'm just saying that was one beef that I just kind of found, like, you know, why even with Young Buck and 50 Cent. I mean, that situation. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If 50 said he gave everybody in G Unit $8 million. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta ride with that. I mean, that's your team. That's who you run with. I ain't saying you got to ride with him forever, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, well, I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm contradicting myself when I said that, but, I mean, at least ride with him till you feel like it's no point and you got to finally divorce yourself from this person. You feel me? Like, don't, you know, stay loyal to your peoples who really got you your success or helped get you your success.
But I'm saying, what is your viewpoint on the game? Because the game is like, is there really truly loyalty in this game out here?
I don't think so. I mean, and it's not necessary. I don't think it's loyalty. You know, it's. But that, you know, that's probably part of the whole U.S. structure, though. You know, that's just the society that we live in today. Everybody want to be top dog or whatever and stuff. And I feel like, you know, that's where a lot of people mess up at. You know, if you stay strong, you stay a team, you know, you could probably move further along and stuff.
How you feel like the music is impacting the youth? Because, you know, the youth is our future, man. These are the people we got to look forward to. How you feel like the music, the hip-hop world is influencing the children nowadays, man?
I mean, the music is... some of it's good. It's really softened up, you know, since the 90s. You know, I can honestly say we might not be feeling it because it got too soft, you know. But they did soften it up,
it. But, you know, back in our day when they used to come out, you know what I'm saying, like N.W.A., you know what I'm saying, Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying, Rakim, you know. Cass was coming out. They had a move, Self-Destruction. You know, Cass had freaking, like, a movement. They had a message behind what they were saying. I don't even know what half of these cats are saying in their records. Then they coming out with this. How you feel about this funny voice thing? What's up with that? With that T-Pain voice? What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cool. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to T-Pain. Shouts out to Zap Roger Troutman, who started that. You know what I'm saying? Who, you know, a Midwest artist. So, you know, that's like, I guess you could say it's a Midwest thing. But, you know, it's cool, you know, for T-Pain to do it, but everybody else starting to jump on board. I mean, everybody's just following suit, you know. Everybody just following suit.
Y'all think it's overkill, man?
Yeah, it probably is. But, I mean, it's always been like that. You know, one thing I could tell the listeners out there, you had asked me before about the kids and stuff. You know, listen to be entertained, not educated. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. Listen to be entertained. Like I tell my son, I said, look, it's okay to listen to the rapper, but listen the way he pieces his words together. Listen to how he flows with the song. Whatever he's talking about, 9 times out of 10, it probably ain't true. So, y'all open y'all ears out, man. And like Nas said, you know, if hip-hop dies, go to these radio stations and wreck the DJ, for real. Because, I mean, you know, it's y'all out there listening. If y'all want to continue to hear the bullshit, then, you know, that's y'all not really expressing yourselves and not using your words. It's really a form of control. That's why y'all accept it. That's what it is, like a form of control. They're telling you what they hear. They're telling you what you want to hear and everything. You know, that's why I try to leave the door open with WTR TV so we don't fall into that. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm with the labels. I believe in promoting professional quality stuff. Sometimes the quality stuff ain't always the good stuff. But it's all about business and, you know, my disclaimer is just listen with open ears to be entertained and not educated on this stuff.
Right now, we got a caller live in the building. We about to take this call. Yo, you live in the building. What's good?
What's good? What's good? This is Kay Lexi from Hood Connected Radio.
Yo,
what's good, Karen? What's popping off?
What's going on? Now, you know, of course, I had to come through the show, you know what I'm saying, show y'all some love here on the show. And then also I had to come show you some love, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks, thanks. I really appreciate that. That's Karen Lexi from Hood Connections. Yo, what's good?
Man, I was like, listen, I just want to share, like, with everybody on the line, folks that's listening. Man, since day one when I met this man right here, it has been nothing but business, nothing but motivation, nothing but success, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, man, a cat's down in Atlanta, because that's where I live. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here in Cleveland visiting right now, but down in Atlanta, man, cat's hip to WTR-TV. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't want to believe this man was on a movement, you know, a few years ago. But you see, WTR-TV is still here. You know what I'm saying? Still standing strong. When a lot of these people come and go, man, WTR is here. It's going to be here. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, man, I just have to really tell you, Chris, if it wasn't for you and other people like you, artists such as myself and a lot of us wouldn't even still be in the game, still be striving to stay in it and get in there. You know what I'm saying? Just keep up the good work, man, and I always love you for that.
Oh, shit, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Almost,
we got to stay hood connected.
I almost cried, man, off that one. That was emotional.
But you know, that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm originally from here in Cleveland, and people always talk about how we don't show each other enough support. But, man, let's talk about the people that actually is here to support us. You know what I'm saying? Man, Chris, I've worked with so many different people in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Even sometimes when they didn't appreciate the things that he's done for them. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be known that I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's real, recognized real. That's all that is. Real niggas do real things.
Exactly.
You know?
I know your man, Chris, man, and ever since I talked to this man right here, he's been nothing. Everything he say he gonna do, he do.
Yeah.
And that came tell you right there, stay focused at all times. Stay focused at all times.
That's what you got to do. You stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you put your mind to, you going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out.
Yes, definitely.
It's real out here, man. This cat right here is an official movement. Support the movement, the independence, man. I'm telling you, join the bandwagon. If you ain't on it, then you're freaking crazy and you're lame. Get real with yourself, man. On the bandwagon. Stay hood connected. ATL, two up, A-Town down. In the building. Cleveland's in the building. WTR's in the building. We live. You call in at 347-826-7721, and we doing it big, man. Mr. Fermi, yo, we love you. We respect you for things that you're doing out here in hip-hop. And if y'all cats want to be famous, this is the man y'all need to talk to right now.
Yes.
Call
yes.
in. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Hey, Chris, I have a question. I didn't really get a chance to catch too much of the interview before I came on, but I never really asked you, who have been some, like, your biggest influences? Like, what motivates you? Because, I mean, I know I get frustrated sometimes doing my business, and it might be some days I want to give up or just say to hell with it or whatever. What motivates you? You know what I'm saying? We know that you motivate a lot of us. What motivates you?
You know, what motive, like some of my influence, you know, I really admire Puffy or P. Diddy or whatever, because, you know, he, you know, I don't know, I'm a Scorpio, he a Scorpio, I kind of feel him a little bit on what he's been through and maybe the judgments that he make and the artists that he deal with or how he handles himself and his business. I could relate to that. He's been a big influence. You know, but I guess it's just, you know, my mom, she was a big influence. You know, God, you know, he gave me my brains to do, you know, whatever I want to do. I'm a man, you know, and I believe that's really king for anybody, to do whatever you want to do and have fun at doing it. You know what I'm saying? So that's really been inspiring to me, to do me, and I don't follow nobody. I'm a leader. I handle my business. That's the type of person that I want to be, and that's the type of person who I want to be seen as.
Right. Right. I feel
you know,
that.
So, I mean, it's cool, though. I really got a lot of love out of the industry, man. And when I say industry, I'm talking about everybody, not just major people, independent media, magazine shows. Matter of fact, I got an article in Intro Magazine coming up. I believe it's in September.
Okay.
And we just did a show on Player T. That's me. He did an interview with me as well. So, I mean, I've been on Hood Connections. You know, right now we topping it off with Lushy Lush Radio. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We just networking, and, you know, everybody should jump on board. You know, if y'all really want some real information, y'all call me, send me an email, witnesstherealist.com, info@witnesstherealist.com. You can hit me up on myspace.com/WTR television. My number, 216-862-5853. If you really want to know some real stuff about the business, you know, I ain't gonna really talk about it on the radio show because there's a lot of stuff that could be said, but I mean, you know, I guess I could talk a little bit about it, you know, but you know, if y'all want some real information, y'all holler at me and stuff. Check out the show. If you're an artist, holler at me. I give you guys a shot. We do deal with credible artists, though. We're not going to just put anybody on the show. You got to have some credibility. And you know, before, Lushy, was you going to go to some music or we got time to talk?
I'm going to go to some music for a second. Hold on, y'all calling. About to go into some music real quick, and then we'll be right back with Hood Connections and your man, Mr. Furman from WTR-TV. You know what I'm saying? Witness the realness. It's the morning.
Everywhere I'm turning, nothing seems complete. for the better part of me. Hang my head from sorrow. Say to humanity, wear it on my shoulders, not a fine.
Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Put a stamp on that, boy.
Your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. You know the infamous Christian Affirmy from WTRTV. Witness the realness, baby. Support the movement. Get on the bandwagon. We ain't stopping. We never going to stop. And if you don't tune into WTRTV, then you're a loser. You're a loser. You're going to be like two gorillas in the jungle making love. Mr. Fermi, what's up, yo?
Yo, what's good?
What's with you? Cats calling in, showing you mad props. Wow.
Yeah.
You made me over there, son.
Huh?
Almost made me cry over there.
Yeah, she gave a nigga some real love, you know what I'm saying? That was real love.
Did that make you feel warm, fuzzy inside or warm and fuzzy inside?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It made me feel pretty good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just to even have somebody acknowledge you. I mean, you becoming an important person or a leader, you know what I'm saying, is that, you know, some people find success in helping others, and that's how I am. I look at it like, you know, I'm successful if people around me become successful. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know,
yeah.
I respect your gangster. I respect your movement. And I love you as a brother in this game, doing your thing, man, you know. And you are really a inspirational and a motivated person in this game right now to these cats that's really trying to get on. I respect you so much, man. You motivate me every day, you know. Every time when I just feel like I'm frustrated and, you know what I'm saying, with everything and stuff, you keep me focused, man. And I want to send a shout-out to you, too, myself. Personally, yo, I respect you for real, for everything that you do.
Shit, that's what's up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? Lush, you real as fuck. Oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But you real, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas do real things, like they say. You know? But, I mean, one thing, you know, for all the listeners out there, you know, treat whatever you do as like a Picasso or your art, you know, have some respect for it. Put everything you can into it. You know what I'm saying? Don't get in this music game thinking like you ain't about to come out your pockets, because you're going to come out your pockets sooner or later. So, I mean, it's all an investment within yourself. So, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you got to do to get it. Make the right connections. Link up with credible people. You know, this game is all about credibility. You know what I'm saying? Right, Lush? It's all about credibility. You know what I'm saying?
Having this in your own self, you know what I'm saying, and making yourself your own icon. WTR-TV has branded itself, man. You got to brand yourself. It's all about branding yourself and marketing and promoting. Shout out to Media Masters, man, where, you know what I'm saying, that vision is power. And they innovative and upscale designs out here in B-More, got it on lock, international, everything, EPKs, everything you need to promote yourself and your business, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hood Punishers, man. El Dorado's is going down tonight at El Dorado's. Hood Punishers exclusive, you know, DVD release, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Boost, shout out to Snaps. Baltimore, shout out, big ups. DMV, stand up. We in the building. Mr. Amari's in the building. Call into the show right now. You can talk to Mr. Amari, ask questions. Hold on, we got a caller calling in right live. We about to go to the phones, man. Oh, you live on Lush Radio. What's really hood?
Yo.
You live on Lush Radio. What's really hood?
What's up? This is DJ Chief. What's really good?
What's up with you, Chief?
I'm chilling. What's good with you, Lush?
Good with you, man. You know, we got my man, Mr. Fermi on here, man. Christian Fermi is live in the building. WTV, man.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
Chilling. What's good with you, yo?
Nah, not much. You know, we just up here doing this radio interview. You know, we was giving the shout-outs, you know, just talking about the industry and stuff.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of some good stuff you're saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I try my hardest to keep it real. You know, I try to follow the whole tag of being a realist.
Okay.
You know, what's your name?
Chief.
DJ Chief?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, like, what you got going on? You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my DJ crew, African United DJs, basically mostly Africans in America, you know what I'm saying? But I'm based out of Annapolis, Maryland. Got my partner, Akil. We the Grind Brothers. We do production, you know what I mean, video, audio. And we got a couple projects working, you know what I mean. We doing this all-female CD and DVD. Both of us got our own DVD magazine we've been working on for a couple years, whatever. But, you know, we really just trying to promote the independent artists and underground artists all over the world, you know what I'm saying. We jumping off our internet radio show soon, you know what I mean. But, you know, we definitely try to help everybody, and you know what I'm saying, and get out there.
Exactly. Yeah, we're all part of the movement, you know.
Right.
You know, trying to push the independence. I mean, to be honest with you, sooner or later, is with the internet intact, as it grows and stuff, everything's going to be independent.
Yep.
Even a major artist is probably going to take that road. Ziggy Marley, he took that role, and also a couple of artists are starting to do it now.
Yeah, I think, did he do a joint with Target?
Target, I'll be honest with you, I'm not into reggae like that, but I saw he was on ABC News, and he said he was going fully independent, and all his sales were strictly digital downloads.
Right.
So, I mean, stuff like that, if he's doing it, other artists is going to follow suit. So that makes, like, businesses like ours, Lushy Lush Radio, DJ Chief, WTR, that makes us able to grow because we're going to have an astronomical amount of clients coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You said the WTR Radio? Where you at?
We based out of Cleveland.
Okay.
You can go to witnesstherealist.com. You can see the show there, see what it looks like. The show going to be out there in Maryland soon. Okay, we're trying to get it out there now. Right now it's in Cleveland and Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yo, I got to run real quick. But shout out WTR. Shout out Lush Radio. Shout out Boots. Yeah, come try and pop in El Dorado tonight and shit. Yo, shout out Grime Brothers and the whole independent movement, Nigeria, Maryland, U.S.,
Nigeria.
UK. Yeah. All right, peace, yo. I'll hit you up later.
All right, later, my man. Bless. Right,
peace, yo. Nice to meet you.
All right, yo. You take it easy, man.
You too. Peace.
Movement is nonstop. We don't stop. We never stop. We always in the building doing it real big on Lush Radio. This is some inspirational stuff going down in here, man. It's
I wanted to touch base on DJs too. And this ain't got nothing to do with old boy who just called or anything. Since he was a DJ, he kind of brought up a real sensitive subject, I guess. But you know, I spoke with the record labels. I talked to them every day. And being a well-established artist, you either in the clubs or you on radio and TV, you got to be in somebody's rotation. So let's just talk about, we already know about radio and TV, that's a dead end because radio is so corporate, and then we already know about TV and stuff.
Oh, man, doggy, we got a caller coming in Sunday. They is on it. Hold on 1 second. Hold that thought. Yo, you live on the radio with Lush Radio. Who this? This who?
This Velour, Velour, like the clothing material.
Velour, what's up with you, Velour?
What's good?
You live in the building with your man, you know, Mr. Fermi, you know, Christian Fermi, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Man, he's in the building. You know, we talking about hip-hop, and he was talking about DJs just now. You want to send a couple of shout-outs real quick?
Well, yeah, let me give a shout-out to the whole VA family. You know, my company, Junior ENT, we all we got. You know, we getting it in out here in DMV. Got the whole club thing popping off every Thursday out at the Ultra Bar next to Platinum. They just shut it down. But, you know, we right next door if everybody want to know where it's at. But, yeah, go ahead and get back to it about the DJs. I got to want a few things to throw something out there about that, too.
Well, basically, my main thing was, like I was saying before, about, you know, artists, you either in the clubs or you on radio or TV and somebody's rotation. So it's obvious we know about that part, but the DJs out here, those are the ones who really have the power to break and make these artists.
And
you know
I agree. And it's
up to them to really expose artists, and I mean like real DJs, not DJs that's just playing MP3s in the club. I mean real DJs that's willing to break an artist, that's willing to put an artist in their rotation, that's willing to mix their music in and everything. You know, like here in Cleveland, it's a lot of talent out here that's getting overlooked, and it starts with the DJ. It starts with the DJ, and I feel like a lot of the DJs is not showing enough love. They're stuck into that program mode like we all are, of just playing whatever that's hot and stuff. You know, so I mean, I wanted to touch base on that because I feel like, you know, that's something that needs to be really spoken of and brought to people's attention. You know, because
everybody thinks it's all about MySpace right now, and I totally disagree with that. Back in the day when there wasn't no MySpace, you had people sleeping outside of the record labels just trying to get something played with one of the DJs at the radio station. That's going on no more.
Yeah, they don't do that. You know, even in the clubs, I mean, you got to pay them $100 just to spin your music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not all DJs is like that, but the ones that had a power, those are the ones that should be making a difference. You know, and it's just something that I found rather strange, especially here in Cleveland, but I'm pretty sure it's like that everywhere.
No, I think it's basically everywhere, you know what I'm saying? A lot of influential DJs and stuff got, like, a lot of power because they on these radio stations, like the main radio stations, like we got 93.9, 95, 92Q, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hot 97, 105.1 or something, you know what I'm saying? All these hot DJs is playing right now. They got, like, influence on these cats to be, like, support one another. We got a lot of starving artists out here that really need to get fit. Like, why everybody that I've dealt with in my rotation is all focusing on the independent movement. It's a movement, jump on a bandwagon, and it's real. You're real with yourself. My man on WTR, man. You know what I'm saying? He supports indies at the same time. You know what I'm saying? We still dealing with the mainstream, but I'm trying to give people a voice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking to the whack cats that be telling me, listen to my page, listen to my... Nah, if you whack and you know you whack, don't even waste my time because I don't got time for you. I will tell you, you suck. And I'm saying, I don't got time for no lames. Yo, we got another caller calling in, and we only got a couple of more minutes, man. Another caller, you online right now on Lush Radio, man. You need to add a little bit to this? Yo, what's up?
What's good?
Hello? What's good with you? Who this?
It's Cartier, man.
Cartier is live in the building, man. This is my man right here. Cartier, rapper / singer, doing it big. Got that music blacking out in the building. V Stand Up is DMV's finest up in the building, man.
What it is, DMV? What's good with y'all, man?
What's happening?
Everything cool, man.
Yeah.
How's it going with y'all, man?
What's
good?
Chiller. Yeah, just real quick, Lushy, you was talking about the radio DJs. I'm more so talking about club DJs.
Yeah, the radio DJs are the same DJs that be in these clubs out.
But you know, radio, you know, man, that whole world is corporate ran, man. Unless it's an independent radio station.
Unless you Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Some of these motherfuckers, man, you know, they like a lot of dick in their mouth, man, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't with the homosexual type of things, but, you know.
Yeah, you know,
Some of them look out, some of them real cool, and some of them is the assholes, man. They want you to buy them sidekicks and shit. You know, I'm not with you. I put a sidekick in your motherfucking mouth, man.
But I'm more so talking about, like, the club DJs, you know what I'm saying? Because those are people that can really bring it, who can really break an artist in the streets.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you, though. DC and the DMV, the same cast that's in the studio right now and on the radio station is the same cast that's out
that's
there in the club.
That's
the
club.
Yeah.
The club.
A lot of the DJs on the radio have contracts with the club, so it's the same motherfuckers.
Right. Well, see, like, was he here in Cleveland? I mean, our radio DJs, they got DJs that do, like, little mix shows. But to be honest with you, they ain't even in the club or nothing. They out traveling the world or something, doing some other fuck nigga shit.
Yeah, see the thing is that the DJs around here, they're satisfied with being local. Some of them don't like the venture. They like to be quote unquote the nigga around here.
Yeah.
They stuck in a box. It puts a smile on their face to wake up and play records with the legend. They love it.
Well, do they? Do the Mid Atlantic DJs, do they like spin their artists, the local artists?
Mid Atlantic, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, if you sit back and analyze, a lot of states, you know, got a main DJ that puts on a lot of people in the city, like mixtape DJs. From New York, you got K Slay, you got DJ Clue, you got numerous people. Atlanta, yep. You got DJ Cannon, you know what I'm saying, DJ Drama, and they put on people. We don't have any really mixtape DJs here. We got a lot of club DJs here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What? We're not heavy on it. You see, this area is not a real heavy mixtape scene.
Yeah. Now, see, that's all they... We got a lot of mixtape DJs up here, but, I mean, it's man, these DJs...
Target Squad, you know, but they really put on, like... Inner circle people or people that's in other states. You putting on Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is already on. He don't even give you a phone call. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Put on somebody that you feel that upcoming nigga or somebody you know that's doing their thing out here. And stop putting on people that's already on. They don't send you a gift or nothing. No birthday cards.
He's speaking real right now. Word to me, because it is like that. Like Target Squad, I know them. You know what I'm saying? I know a few of their affiliates too. But the thing about them is, if you're not family with them like that, and you're not affiliated with them, you're not getting down with them.
I mean, that's cool because nobody gonna stop me from shopping. You know what I'm saying? I don't need a Target Squad. You know what I'm saying? They cool, Saga Squad, they cool, like, I see them, it's what up, greeting, but I don't really, I put on, like, myself, you know, I don't need these motherfuckers out here, no, because it seems like when you on, that's when they go come in, because it's a lot of influenced people around here, and when you hide, they want to, you know.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but, yo, like, the time's been up. Well, we gonna continue this because this is like a real serious issue, right here. And we gonna do this on the next show when we get Cartier live on the building. You know, Fermi gonna call in. You know what I'm saying? My man's gonna call in, and we gonna finish up the conversation. This is a real subject right now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, Lux.
Shout out to Lux Radio.
You already know. Hey, y'all be safe, man.
Yeah, right. Be up.
And whatever you do, don't kiss people's ass in the industry, nigga. All
right.
Shook Knight the motherfucker. Hang him off a balcony like the nigga on 5 Pop Beat.
Yeah, you know?
Tell him give me my shit. I'm out. All right, y'all.
Y'all niggas are stupid. Hello?
Yeah.
Them niggas
are
dumb as shit.
That's how you do it, though.
Yo, mad people can't call into your show, son.
You know. I mean, I brought out a real subject, man, because it's real. It's real.
Yo, I should have made this show longer than an hour. For real. You might have to... Call in on another day. When I interview Cardi, you're going to have to call in again, you know, because this is some serious stuff.
Yeah, you know, put it like a little promo up there, like, yo, this part two of this session.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, just, are we still on?
No, we still talking, but it's not streaming no more.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to post it up, though.
Yeah, so it's gonna be archived, so you can, you know, download it if you wanna, you know, send it out and stuff. But yo, mad people called into this show today, son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how you do it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Thursday I'm doing another show. Friday I'm doing the clowning session. We're gonna talk about the industry and all that other bullshit.
All right, let's see. Just send me a text on it.
All right, yo. Later.
All right.
Them niggas tired of stupid. That shit. We on here. He's fucking retarded. Yo, that's my word on everything.